Hey, it's Ryan Reedy, and this is episode 138 of the 2-Minute Tennis Podcast. So let's talk about passing shots. Your opponent comes forward, and you're going to try to hit a passing shot. Now, before we get into this, let's talk about the two other choices, right? You can hit the ball low to their feet, or you can hit a lob. Right, hitting the ball low, it's really my preferred choice. It's what I teach, it's what I try. When I'm playing and my opponent comes forward, I want to get them to screw up a low volley. Right? It's actually more realistic to think my opponent's going to miss a low volley than it is that I'm going to execute a passing shot. So, right off the bat, I just want to get this out of the way. Hit the ball low to your opponent or try a lob, but that doesn't mean you're going to try to hit it over their head and make it bounce. What you're trying to do with a lob typically is hit the ball super high and let them screw up the overhead. That's going to be in your best interest. But let's say you're going to go for the pass, right? Let's say you hit the ball low to their feet, they pop it up, maybe you get to step inside the court, and now you're going to go for the pass. I want you to think about, for you personally, answer this for yourself, what pass do you go for more often? Do you go for the cross-court pass, or do you go for the passing shot down the line more often? I'll tell you that in my experience, the cross-court passing shot is the shot that players attempt more often, and it just so happens to be the passing shot that is more difficult. The cross-court pass is a very difficult shot, to be honest. Typically, your opponent is standing very much in the middle of the court when they come to the net, which right off the bat is covering the cross-court. And the cross-court pass needs to land near the single sideline where the service line hits the single sideline. So it's this short little dipping shot. Typically, cross-court passing shots cannot land deep because it would actually go through your opponent. It would never pass them. So the cross-court pass is a higher level shot, yet it's missed more often than the down the line, and it's attempted more often. And I don't know if it's because it's flashier. I don't know if it's because people don't even think about the down the line pass. But here is a simple, an easy way to win points more often when your opponent comes to the net. When your opponent comes to the net, hit the ball low to them, and if they make that volley and they hit it short and you step inside the court, pass them down the line. When you hit a passing shot down the line, you have the entire length of your opponent's court to hit the ball into, right? You can hit a down the line passing shot and have the ball land on the baseline. Not that you'd want to hit it that deep, but if it lands on the baseline, it's still passing your opponent. If you hit a cross court pass, the ball can't land on the baseline because in order for it to land on the baseline, it would actually have to go through your opponent. So you gotta dip it short. So right off the bat, the down the line passing shot has a longer distance the ball can travel. The second reason the down the line is easier is because your opponent, as I mentioned, is typically in the middle of the court. When your opponent comes forward, they usually are straddling too much the center service line, which is very far away from the single sideline. So the down the line pass is typically wide open. People do not shade over as they should. When your opponent comes to the net, they're not going to shade over to bisect your down the line and cross court pass. They're going to shade more toward the center of the court, which covers the cross court passing shot. And last, in order to cover the down the line passing shot, your opponent needs to split step. Your opponent, when coming forward, has to hit a great split step and move directly to their side and change direction, basically 90 degrees. Most of your opponents are not split stepping, so they are not going to be able to make that sharp turn. So for those reasons, when your opponent comes forward, hit the ball low to them and let them just mess up that low volley. Or if you want to hit it super high, not necessarily to hit it over their head, because typically if you hit it over their head and get it to bounce, it's going to land out. Just embrace the fact that most people don't like high lobs and let them screw up the overhead. But if you do get the opportunity and you want to go for a passing shot, I highly recommend that you hit a down the line passing shot much more often than the cross court pass. You use the down the line passing shot in your next singles match and all of them. There's no doubt you're going to gain confidence, win more matches, and play much better tennis. This is Ryan Reedy from 2MinuteTennis.net. You got this.